with an eclectic collection of trivia, water cooler knowledge, news stories, and motivational thoughts, this is the Voice Over Work podcast brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services. This is Russell Newton. I'll be your host for the podcast, and thank you for listening. Hope things are going well for you today. On the podcast today, we introduce another new book that is now available on audible.com. Here's a short preview of my narration of the audiobook, Outsmart Your Brain, written by Steven Schuster, narrated by Russell Newton. Introduction. Think about the last time you made a decision. Was it to call your mother? Or perhaps to wait for the express train to come instead of the local? Or to go through the yellow light instead of stopping? We all make thousands of these small decisions every day, and most of the time they prove to be correct. If you did not get in a car accident when you decided to go through the yellow light, or made better time to work by taking the express, this was probably the right choice. Humans are generally good decision makers. Otherwise, we would be getting into accidents and making people angry all the time, and it would be a struggle to get through daily life. We all also make more difficult decisions. Which job offer to take, whether to make an offer on a house or apartment, whether to invest our money in the stock market or put it in a retirement account. Economists have assumed for years that people all make these decisions rationally, meaning that they'll think about the pros and cons of each choice, project future consequences, and then make an educated decision based on this thought process. This assumption has allowed economists to create many different models that excel at predicting large-scale events like stock market fluctuations, recessions, voting patterns, and consumer actions. However, these models do not work to describe every kind of behavior. Sometimes people don't act according to what economists believe are rational choices. They don't always spend more money when there's a sale, or they end up ordering their old standby meal because a restaurant menu has too many options. As the field has developed in the last 50 years, decision scientists have created a new field called behavioral economics that combines psychology, economics, and neuroscience to better describe decision-making processes in the real world. This book will serve as an overview of this new field of study. The first chapter will be an overview of the basics of what behavioral economics is. The second chapter will explore reference dependence, which is one of behavioral economics' fundamental principles. The third chapter will detail the implications of reference dependence. The fourth chapter will discuss the elements of probability weighting, or how probabilities turn into influences on our decision-making. Chapter 5 will deal with risk as it appears in economics, that is, as a decision-making factor. Chapter 6 examines the science of comparison. Chapter 7 explains the principle of bounded rationality, that is, the inherent limits on rationality in our thinking process. Finally, Chapter 8 will discuss how all these principles interact to create models for our social decisions. This book presents this information with the aim of improving your own decision-making process as you move through life. Although no one can be a perfect decision-maker, all people have biases after all. Understanding the process will help you work with these biases and make more informed, well-considered choices that take into account rewards, pain, loss, and risk, and provide the most successful results possible. Amazon.com has more information regarding the author and this book.
With an eclectic collection of water cooler knowledge, inspirational stories, and motivational thoughts from some of the newest audiobooks on the market, this has been the Voice Over Work podcast, brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services.